Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Wiggins inside. Green. Curry three. Green is in a torture chamber, and outside it goes Curry three.
That's our buddy Kevin Harlan with Reggie Miller. Of course, Harlan was on the show yesterday. If you missed it, go to KMVR.com. It was a tremendous conversation. The Warriors win it. They hang on. But in the first quarter, Steph was just about perfect. 44-27, the Warriors led that thing. Steph was 9 of 9, played the entire 12 minutes, 5 of 5 from 3, 2 of 2 from the floor, and had 25 points, was plus 17 on the quarter. And he finished with 45 as the Warriors start out 2-0. But is it good enough? How long can this last? All those questions, and there's a great piece out right now involving our next guest. That is Brandon Payne, who we've had on the show many times, and he's good enough to join us again. And he's been training Steph since 2011. He joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Hi, Brandon. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you again. So, you know, the rest of us are watching this game going, boy, this dude's playing absolutely perfect. But Pop was telling us you guys were texting back and forth, and what we saw is perfection. It's kind of your job to kind of to maybe poke the holes in this thing, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's every off season is certainly a new challenge for us. And, you know, this off season we really, you know, we had a tough one because he played so extremely well last year. We had to find, you know, new ways to keep him engaged, new ways to challenge him. So we just stopped counting makes that hit the rim. And we just, you know, we wanted to drive home this concept of perfection. And we started using more technology to track the basketball. We'd always used it in the past, but we started to gamify it a little bit this year and put him in some tougher positions to get out of drills by having to be a little bit more precise. And I think that, you know, we saw the benefits of it as the offseason progressed. And I think you're going to continue to see the benefits of it through the season. And last night I was really happy with how he started, and I'd like for him to take care of the ball a little bit better. But he certainly shot it well. And made good decisions when the decisions were needed to be made to help them win. And it was a nice bounce back from, and he was right. He did not play very well against the Lakers the other night. So, I mean, at least he's honest and he's able to recognize that. So last night was a nice bounce back.
Did have the 6 turnovers. I know you're not happy with that. Mrs. Curry is happy with it. She gets a new pair of shoes, takes care of mom, mm-hmm. Goes over the allocation. But expand on what you're saying a little bit, because during the game broadcast, they were talking about what Steph was talking about, free throws, and he wishes he'd go back in time and have a free throw contest with his head coach, Steve Kerr, and Mark Price. And he said, we don't count anything but a swish at the free throw line, which is wow. But you can see that when you're shooting from a stationary spot. But you're saying in the off-season workouts, even some of his makes, you don't quantify as makes. You say they're misses. So they have to be dead center of center for him to get the points on this analytics. So talk about this. So basically in the off-season workouts, Brandon, he has to be a splash brother. If the net does not go splash, you don't count it?
Correct. So, I mean, there are certain games, and this is not for every shot we take, but it is for a majority of them. And, you know, we analyze data from in-game settings, and we're watching the flight of the basketball, and we're kind of looking at where the ball is launched from, We're really analyzing his feet, and we're looking at how much rotation he has with his body. And all that stuff affects the flight of the basketball. And so sometimes when you're shooting against air in the offseason, meaning there's no defense there, you know, the ball going in the basket can come sometimes kind of lie to you a little bit because you're making shots with no real distraction. So in order to add a layer of difficulty to make those shots against air a little bit more difficult and a little bit more game-like, we decided to use the technology and say, okay, you know, whenever the ball goes through the center and it's dead center, there's a voice that comes over a speaker and calls out zero. That means the ball is dead zero. If the ball was 3 inches off to the right side, it says plus three. If the ball is 3 inches off to the left side, it says minus three. So we give him 3 inches on each side of dead center as a kind of a standard deviation that he can stay between and still count it as a make. But once he gets to plus four or minus four or plus five and minus five, once you're that far off center, we don't count those as makes on a lot of our drills. So it's just a way for us to keep him precise, keep him engaged. And he really enjoyed it. It was you know, he's a very competitive guy. And it was a way for us to take some very difficult drills that we've done in the past and some of the new stuff that I designed for him this year and take that difficulty level up another notch. And, he really embraced it, and we had a good time with it. And, that's a big part of getting better, too. You know, it can't just be grinding them into the ground. It can't just be, just working hard for the sake of working hard. There's got to be a little bit of enjoyment in the competition of what we're doing. And I think we accomplished that this summer, and I think he really enjoyed that.
Well, that's fascinating. Brandon Payne is joining us. He's been training Steph Curry for years. Steph had a great game last night, had 45, had 25 points, and shot perfect in the first quarter last night. We're talking about all these analytics, and in baseball, they're really, really deep. They're coming along in football. Basketball, what you're talking about here, from the time you started training him to now, how far have they come along, and how much does it help?
Oh, man, it's a whole new world. And, you know, we're just talking about in the span of a decade, how much different we view shooting, especially in workouts. The technology is out there. There's a lot of people that still are kind of hesitant to embrace it, but from the way we look at it is the technology is there to help us. It's there to help us make decisions on, you know, for instance, we use it to track when it's time to stop shooting in a workout. So, you know, because we can see where the ball is going in the rim and we can see where the groupings of the ball are going in the rim, once his makes start to get really erratic, even if they're going in, we know we're starting to hit a fatigue point to where we're going to get a little loose with mechanics and it's time to stop. So everything from just tracking the shots, makes and misses, to when, you know, we're hitting diminishing returns in workouts, to understanding where the shots and the games he should take are based off of his footwork and based off his balance and certain types of movements. All that stuff comes into play. We had none of that 10 years ago. None of it. You know, we were going all off of eyeballs. So now, I mean, it's just really, it's really progressed to the point to where you don't rely on it 100% to make all your decisions for you, but you combine the analytics with the eyeball test to help you make better decisions for your players. And you know, we embrace it and we think it's a big part of our success.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
He made so many big shots in that, and I call it the immaculate first quarter. He was 9 for 9. It's like baseball, 9 pitches, 9 strikes, and he hit them all. I mean, some hit the back of the, you know, a little bit not dead center, but still great shots. But there's one he made over Paul George, a 3, and you were talking about the flight of the ball. And the arc that he put on this shot to get it over Paul George, it was up in his face, the long defender, was just so impressive. When you were doing it, I was reading the article you sent me from NBA.com about the workout, the one particular drill where you're going back and forth between mid-range jumpers and three-point shots. Just when you were able, with the data now, to be able to track the trajectory of his shot, the flight of the ball, as you call it, how much different is it when he's shooting a three versus a mid-range when he's coming into a shot? And then not all threes are equal. What did you say? He made three from beyond 30 last night of the 34-footer. So the flight of the ball, you have to adjust, obviously, to go center of center the further out you're shooting. Can you quantify that on the release of a shot, how much arc should be on the ball based on where he's shooting it from?
Well, the arc is going to vary a little bit based off of the contest. So you talk about Paul George. Obviously, he's got a lot of length and he's very athletic. So you're going to have to get it up and out quickly, a little bit higher than maybe if you had Bledsoe closing out on you. So there's going to be a little bit of variance there. So there's not one right and one wrong arc. There's going to be variance. But the reason that we do so much alternating range, so a lot of our workouts, you won't see me letting him shoot very many consecutive three-point shots, or if we are shooting consecutive three-point shots, he's shooting from the line, and then he'll take a couple steps back and shoot deeper. We don't let him get mechanically grooved at one particular range, because then you start to lose a little touch, a little bit of feel over the basketball. So, yeah, I think people have seen us, and one of the questions I got from another writer was, you know, why are you working on mid-range stuff? Well, it's not that we're working on mid-range stuff for him to shoot those shots in the game. We're working on controlling the flight of the basketball. And the best way to do that is to be dynamic in terms of our range when we're shooting in drills, so that we're still working on controlling. We're working on touch and feel of the basketball, which is such a big part of being a good shooter, is having that touch. So, you know, we're just keeping him out of shooting from the same range, and that forces him to shoot at different arcs. So one of the other things that we can have the technology call out to us is his arc. And we do set arc limits for him, because there is a point when the ball goes so high that you lose control of the ball long and short. So we give him limits and we say, hey, we need to stay within these 2 or 3 degrees of arc when you shoot this shot. And even when we're changing ranges, we try to keep him within that same 3 to 5 degrees range in terms of the arc, just to make sure he's still controlling the basketball. And he's just a master at it. I mean, he's unbelievable. You know, he could do it without the technology. It helps us normal people to have the technology to hear it. But he has such great control over it that, you know, he could do it without it. But it certainly helps to have that feedback coming shot after shot.
Brandon Payne is joining us. He's been training Steph Curry since 2011. Steph with 45 last night, 25 in the first quarter, where he shot the ball perfectly. We're seeing Tom Brady do this. LeBron is obviously beating Father Time to this point. And I know at some point he catches up, but Steph at 33, and he had another 45-pointer last night. I think that was at 7 since he's turned, 32? How much longer is he getting better in this age of where guys are kind of defying age? He's obviously in the NBA, along with LeBron, two of the best.
He's getting better in every metric we have to measure, whether it's from a skill standpoint, from a shooting standpoint in the workout, his power output, his strength, his reaction time, his ground contact time, everything is getting better. And so that tells us that he's still on an upward trajectory physically. And a lot of it has to do with just working intelligently, again, using technology. It's a collaborative approach now between the Warriors and myself in the offseason, so we're really able to monitor everything very closely from a strength conditioning standpoint as well as the a skill standpoint. In terms of him reaching a point to where physically there might be a little bit less performance coming from, you're a long way away from that. He still has a pretty substantial window of peak power and peak physical performance to operate in. So, you know, I said it last year that there was somebody that was sitting at ESPN that kept saying he's the first 32-year-old to do this, he's the first 32, and, you know, we're going to keep that guy in business for a long time, because he's going to be the first 33-year-old to do it, the first 34-year-old to do it, so we're going to have that guy working for a while, you know, because it's not going to slow down anytime soon.
He's always been a really good rebounding guard, and he does it a little bit differently than other players as far as his ability to rebound, position, obviously, anticipation, what he was talking about last night is rebounding. Do you do anything? Is that just part of the overall, you know, getting his body as strong as possible, putting on, you know, 2-3 pounds every offseason, a good mass, just being stronger and better fit? Do you do drills to have him be a better rebounder, Brandon?
Not necessarily. A lot of that is a combination, of course, being physically strong enough to do it, but also being positioned correctly. And one of the things that Steph doesn't get a whole lot of credit for is being positioned correctly defensively. You know, I think a lot of people like to, I feel like, unfairly kind of criticize his on-ball defense, when the reality is there's not many guys stopping anybody one-on-one in the NBA. I mean, there's some guys that might be able to slow a few guys down, but you're not stopping anybody. You know, he's always in the correct position. He's always making the correct read. If you're watching closely, you'll notice that off the ball, he's blowing up a lot of actions that teams are trying to run. He's getting in the way of, knifing through screens, forcing guys to go under when they want to go over. And because of that defensive positioning, when he is forcing actions to not happen on one side of the floor and the ball gets stuck on one side, so if he's blowing up the screening action on the left side of the floor and the ball gets stuck on the right side of the floor, when a shot goes up on the right side of the floor, he's already in position on the weak side to get a rebound. So you have to look at it from that standpoint, too. So that has a lot to do with his rebounding, is just being positioned correctly and, of course, being strong enough and quick enough to the ball to get it and get out of there.
Does he – now, obviously, you guys do the workouts and everything, but, like, Brady doesn't eat in certain things. Like, he's never had a strawberry. But Aisha's right there, and she's cooking him a bunch of good stuff. So, like, what does he do for his diet? Is he as crazy as Brady?
No, we all should be jealous of Stephen Curry's his metabolism and his ability to eat. He doesn't really have, you know, he's professional and he's responsible with it. He eats the right stuff, but it's not going to hurt him if he has a cheeseburger every now and again like it does the rest of us. So he's pretty fortunate from that regard. And he's burning so many calories just naturally on his own. And then you factor in the amount of work and the amount of time that he's playing, and he can get away with some things that the rest of us can't, eating wise, that's for sure.
Right. I used to like this guy so much. I really don't like him at all. He's killing me. Is there anything he's not good at, Brandon? Right. He's really annoying.
No, he's pretty good at everything. It is kind of annoying. It is. Especially you spend a lot of time with him, and you kind of just shake your head from time to time, because everything he does seems to be just about perfect. So you just, you know, the golf thing is one thing, but then, you know, we're just messing around in the gym and he just happens to flip the ball up behind his head from 30 feet and it goes in. That's the type of stuff that happens all the time. It's great.
But you have to tell him that didn't go zero. That was not center of center.
Yeah.
That technically did not go in, Steph. Not good enough.
That's awesome.
Correct.
That's cool.
He's not a huge fan of that, but it's just a necessary part of what we're doing in order to get better. So I guess I'll take him being a little bit upset with me at the end of the workouts if it results in 45-point nights.
That's funny. Hey, Brandon, it's always good to catch up with you. Thanks again for making the time. This is a great piece at NBA.com that Mark Medina did. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you.
Thank you, man.
Right.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.